Okay, silence outside.
Sound. Rolling. Camera. Rolling. Yeah. Kill. Kill. Yeah. Action.
Have I made it yet?
Hi. You're listening to Have I Made It Yet? I'm your host, Ashwin Rajshekar, and I work as a sound engineer based out of Hyderabad. This podcast features candid conversations with various professionals from the world of filmmaking. They come from various departments with different experiences of the industry and their own unique stories to narrate. So on today's episode of Have I Made It Yet, we have a very special guest. We have Rams, who was initially a costume designer, a fashion designer. He did start working in films and now he's presently an actor. He also has his own brand of clothing, which is titled Rams. Let's start off with how your journey actually started in films. I think it's a very interesting story.
So I started started research when I'm at the age of 18. I started traveling to different places as my family is not that capable enough financially to support me to study in what I want. So I don't want to trouble them, you know, in money part and all. Like, so I used to travel in general bogies. Yeah, I used to enjoy small conversations with different kind of people and travel to places, explore things. Like, I used to ask what exactly is available in the market, what exactly it goes like. Yeah, slowly I picked up fashion. And on one side, I have this...
What age were you when you picked up fashion?
After my plus two, immediately I started working on this. But somewhere I have this passion to become an actor. So that is parallelly in my head. But I know that there are a lot of things I need to rectify myself, like learn things. But somehow I picked up very well in the fashion. I never look for people's help or something. I love to explore things on my own.
So how did your journey with fashion and film start?
The journey with fashion and film started exactly 16 years back as a professional way. I moved to Hyderabad. So I started with one machine and a guy I brought him from my hometown. What I understood is after coming to Hyderabad, so I don't have a network. I don't have people because I didn't study here. I am not grown up here. So then I decided to get into a fitness center. Like, I thought that's where I can create a good network. So initially I started that and I joined a place called Talwalkar's and I started exploring with people, talking to people, understanding people and all. And I have a habit of doing window shopping, like everyone do it at that age especially. So I used to explore each and every store, lifestyle, Shopper Stop, Central, and individual stores, and small stores. And in that process, I found Director Sukumar in Central.
Okay.
I went directly to him and said, I'm so and so. I'm working as a designer. But I want to work with you, sir, but your film got already started. So I will definitely come and meet you for the next film. So the film Jagadam is almost in the pipeline at that time. So then he asked me to come down to his office. He interviewed me. He called me twice. And then in the second interview, he said, I'm in. He saw my skill and he understood that I might deliver things what he want. So I started working with him and then there I met cinematographer Randy sir, Ratnavelu. So when someone asked me about some work or something, my mind works very fast and quick. That people used to observe, people used to understand, he is delivering things what we want. So I maintained a very good relation in that way. And after that, the project got over. I'm still in a confusion what to do, like whether I should start a brand or should work for films. But I somehow understood that films is a place where you will be provided with everything to explore. And you no need to invest money into it. You work with someone's thought process and you put your own thought process and try to deliver things. If the deliverables are good, definitely that will help you to grow in a lot of different ways. Then I came to know that Randy sir is working for the film Robot. I just gave a call to him and said, like, I want to work with you again. Then I got introduced to director Shankar.
Wow.
And in Ramoji Film City.
So before you go on, was Robot your second project?
Yeah, technically it's the second project.
Okay. I want to hold you right there before we move on there. You have talked about, you know, what are the things that, the skills that you had that people noticed and they were ready to call you for that next project. I want to know what exactly was the kind of work that you did in your first film.
See, basically you need to work as a stylist, as a costume designer for the films. At that time, the word stylist is not much in. It's a costume designer. In the film, like, if you take up a scene, so director will have a vision. Okay, I need my actor should be like this. My hero should be like this. My heroine should be like this. The supporting cast should be like, the cast should be like this. So that description will be given by director or the assistant director who looks after the costumes of the whole film.
Yeah.
So we give our inputs so that what kind of character is that? What kind of situation is that? What kind of location? What kind of the timing? So all these things we need to keep in mind and design that in a way that, okay, when you watch it, like, you shouldn't feel odd. That's what my concept had from that time. So I generally believe in doing things like, see, every person have their own dressing style.
Yeah.
So how we will design the clothes for that character, and which shouldn't be like an out of box, because see, every day people don't dress up so much.
Exactly.
Yeah. So according to the character, so you need to design the clothes for his lifestyle.
Depending on what the script is.
What the script is required. Yeah. And if there is a situation, if there is a scene, if something is required, I was like, how do you come up with what idea you give it to the director? For them also, they should feel comfortable. This is making sense. Because being a director, he looks after 24 crafts.
Yeah.
We being like into one department, we put a lot of thought process into it. So my whole idea of when I work for film is like, the director shouldn't be stressed in my department. That's my whole thought process when I work for a film.
Yeah.
And I applied everywhere. And I think, so the most of the directors, they're very comfortable with me when I'm working, and actors. So
do you work along with production designers on these films?
Yeah, there will be. And see, now whole filmmaking got changed.
Yeah, that's true.
Before, it used to be not that much of communication, but still. For you to deliver good work, so you need to understand what is the situation, what is the background, what are the people who is going to be along with the actors. So all these things, if at all, if you keep in mind and design it, that's where people will start liking your work.
Yeah.
So you will be called again and again for different projects.
Hmm. So after that, is what, when you did Robot, which I think in terms of costume, in terms of the look that the film has, it's quite different from your first film, which was Jagadam.
Yeah, Jagadam is my first film. This is more of a raw film. That is more of
a sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
So, and the director Shankar sir, what was he like to work with?
Before getting into the project, he asked me at Ramoji Film City that he want to see my skill by designing an outfit which should look like a robot and it should have the flexibility to dance. So my mind started working. How I am going to do this? What way I am going to achieve this? I started doing research on internet. If you remember, we used to have desktops and Google it. I started collecting references. I started slightly sketching things what way I want. And then after a few days, I decided it's not going to work in Hyderabad. So I need to go to Mumbai to get this thing done. Then it clicked my mind saying that I should go to the people who design outfits for the serials like Mahabharat and all these. Yeah. So then I approached some guys in Juhu. I showed what I want. I explained them what I want. They said, we never did, but we can try. I started working with them daily, traveling in Mumbai local train, staying in friend's place because it's so difficult to spend money at that time for all the other things. So my whole duty is like go there by 10 o'clock and finish the work by 5 o'clock and sit with that karigar and explain him what I want, like what way I want. And I got the outfit done and I took it to Chennai according to my sizes and I wore it. I showed it to Director Shankar sir and he expressed one word which I can't forget in my life is, Ram, I didn't expect this from you. Yeah, that is something, that words had kicked my whole life. Like, then he interviewed me for 1.5 hours. He just like started a random conversation. Then after, by the end of the conversation, I understood that's an interview. He asked me how you had reached to this place, like what way you explore, how do you understand, or how do you rate other designers? Like, a lot of questions. For the film Robot, I didn't design the clothes for Rajnikanth or Aishwarya Rai, but I used to look after the whole casting, not even a single person I used to leave. It can be anybody who is going to be in the frame. That's my duty, and I promised Shankar sir, I will take care of this. So as per my promise, like I used to take care, even a compounder or a nurse, like or anybody it can be. That's my whole job, and I used to enjoy working with a lot of creative people around. And for the first time in my life, like I saw Rajnikanth, I saw Aishwarya Rai, I saw legendary studios who are from US, like 60 people worked on that project. Yeah. And Sabu Serial, like one of the biggest art director. Yeah. And I used to sit with production, art direction people, like with the assistants, because I love anything related to creative. So that's the place like I have huge way to explore my whole ideology, like my skill, like and learning things and creating a network. A lot of things happened over there. And after that, as your lover of Telugu, so want to come back to Hyderabad after the project. So can't miss the Telugu people wherever you go around the world. Then I came back and started working different projects, and I worked with Nagarjuna sir, and I worked for the films like Damarkam Ragada. Mm. And I worked with Nitin Ishq. So that is one best transformation. A lot of people liked it so much, like because Nitin came up with a new look altogether. Mm. People had never seen Nitin in that way. So I worked with PC Sriram, one of the topmost cinematographer.
Yeah.
So every time like the experiences started counting and started enjoying. At some point I forced my family to come back to Hyderabad. After they moved to Hyderabad, the fourth day my father passed away, and it was so unfortunate. And then I'm very young, so I never understood like what exactly is happening in my life. For the first time in my life, it got stuck. Then I understood, okay, I gone through a lot of films and all, like I learned some good experience. In that journey for working with films in Chennai, I met my wife, Chandrika Rams. So we started meeting and we started going out. So we liked our both thought process and believing things. And we started the brand called Rams. And Chandrika Rams. Slowly, we used to get good clients, like, and we used to deliver things for them, and they're so happy, and we used to refer like a lot of other people. So the network started growing much bigger.
Mm.
Then as a brand, everyone like to participate in Lakme Fashion Week. So we participated twice, and from there again people started liking it more, actors started liking it more, our work. So every time we create some clothes and the actors wear it, used to get viral, and the actors' pictures used to spread a lot, and they used to tag as well. That's how the brand had grown.
You told me that you did like a very a kind of transformation for the actor Nitin,
mm-hmm.
for the movie Ishq, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So in Telugu movies, like if you take movies in general, like Hollywood or regional films, independent films, it's a lot about lot more about the story. But a lot of mainstream cinema in Telugu or Tamil, it's also got to do with the image of the actor, who the actor is. And that's a mix of that and the script. So the characters are in a way a blend of what the director's vision is and who the actor is, the image that the actor projects. So what kind of work went into creating the transformation for the actor, Nitin? Because he has an image of his own and the movie also demands something. So was it like mixing the both? Was it something else?
See, the best part of working with different directors and actors, in every film, even I didn't get a chance to design the clothes the way I want, as you mentioned, the image of the actor. Yeah. Keeping that in mind, definitely we need to work. At that point, see, for me, when I heard the script, what I understood it is just boy next door. It's not about what class and all. Like for me, it's the character is all about a just boy next door. The way I or you or anybody dress, like in their daily life. So in that, like when you're at home, how do you dress it? When you're going for a wedding, how do you dress it? If you're behind a woman, if you're behind a girl, so how do you dress it? So I just applied the same. So it's a very cool, casual, urban look, what we had given. Every scene, every area, like if I recollect like what I worked, like I feel so happy about the project a lot. Out of all my projects, like that's one of my favorite project. Nitin is a very cool guy and he understands if you give any input, like so he used to accept it like very nicely. And the best part is like Vikram K. Kumar, P.C. Sriram, they used to see going is blending with the with everything what they want in the monitor. So they used to be very happy. And by the end of the film, once after the movie got released, people had spoken a lot about clothing, but I never advertised myself. So I used to be a very lazy ass when it comes to marketing of myself. Like, I always believe, I did my job. So I'm happy with the outcome. That's it.
Yeah. When you look at projects that are offered to you, when they're being narrated or when you're reading the script, earlier when you used to be into costume design, styling for films, did you look at it purely as a story, or do you also think of what potential the costume has?
Yeah, it's a very good question. When you listen to a script, you understand the aesthetics of a director and what kind of things are going around in the film. So what kind of inputs he want, what kind of clothing he is looking at. You need to understand your vibe and his vibe is going to gel or not. If that is not going to gel, you will be in a problem. Costume designing is a job where there will be a lot of struggle in the heart. Every day morning, costume, whosoever is going to wear, that should be approved by director, cinematographer, and actor. If these three people are not confident on what they are wearing, so if there is no other alternate, so what's going to be the... And everyday shoot cost huge. I worked for all big projects, so everyday it's a huge production cost.
Okay, yeah, so we've talked about your career in fashion, and but now you've moved on to acting and also production with Pachis.
Yeah. Before moving on to acting, I struggled a lot to become an actor. I gone through a lot of things to learn this because every day my whole thought process all these years is about fashion. So everything I see, I inspire in that, like something related to fashion, something related to creative part, how it is made, what kind of things had gone into it, like what kind of efforts people had kept in it. Like, so it's always every time the thought process, it's so difficult. It became so difficult to come out of it and start thinking to become an actor. Mm-hmm. So I think I should say because of Sai and Akram. So I think I delivered.
Sai
is producer for this film from Rasta Studios. And Akram is a theater artist and a traveler who helped me to perform to the character what I want. And I think the skill of acting, I might have not picked up if I didn't meet these two guys. And Akram had kept a lot of effort to make me act. And after the film, when we did few previews, like, so all the technical people who worked on this project, like, said to Akram that, like, Ram delivered an amazing skill in acting, which he couldn't believe. But in that way, I think the technicians who underestimated me on the sets, like...
Did you feel that way?
See, I'm a very amateur actor. So I know the pain of an actor on the sets, the kind of looks people give, the kind of gossiping go around. Like, so I might not listen, but we can feel it. We can feel it. Yeah. We can, because I worked for several projects. I'm not a gossiping guy, but I used to see the potential of actors and all. Like, so I know, I practically know. But
it's like you have seen how people gossip when you are a technician.
Ha.
So you know what's going on.
What's going on? Yeah. I can see the looks. I can see the faces. But a bunch of guys came to me and said, like, we thought, like, you didn't do anything, but you performed amazingly. And in that way, I'm like, I'm sorted as an actor. I don't know how people are going to take it, but, like, whosoever watched it, like, they appreciated my work. Even director Krishna, his wife, his friends also complimented. And a lot of compliments I got as an actor.
I think that's really great, because being an actor, I think it's very difficult, because you are in front of the camera, you have to perform and you have to let go of all, like, you know, how you feel conscious, all your inhibitions you need to let go. I want to understand what your thoughts of, like, what kind of relationship, you know, you had earlier as a costume designer with an actor, and how those thoughts kind of evolved, like how your thought process evolved once you became an actor.
Film is nothing but like your understanding capability. As a technician, if you have the understanding capability of what a director want, what a film required. So if you're delivering, that means like you're performing well in your job. The same thing I just applied in the film Pachis as an actor. It's my first film, and being me, costume designer all these years, I can't stop that influence. So I designed for almost all the characters with the help of Srishti. Who is the costume head for the film. Yeah. So I used to direct, I used to tell like what exactly a character is required, what color combinations, what how it's going to blend. Everything I used to explain on phone, like and on the chat, or whatever the way I can. Technically, like I'm a part of this production, and a lot of my friends supported. When I said like I want to become an actor, so they said like you try and we will support as much as we can. A lot of people came forward and freely speaking invested money. All these years, like the kind of belief what they had developed on me, I think it helped me when I want to pursue something new altogether. With the training what had gone through Akram. So somehow, I don't know, I grasped them so well. And I used to understand like every vibe like of the other actor or the situation, what's happening and all. Like, so I used to apply. When I used to apply, and some people used to appreciate, some people used to make some faces, and I used to just ask like, Krishna, if you're happy, we are good to go. Like, if you're not happy, I'm ready to do again. So, yeah, Krishna also started understanding that like, okay, Ram is delivering decently and all. Like, so
this being your first film, what were your expectations from, you know, the various department heads that were there around you? Like, I mean, with the director, of course, you've had your conversations. You've had your conversations about the story, about, you know, what the character is like. But when it comes to cinematographer or the sound and all of these other department, art, production, we are all very young people.
Yeah.
And what was that dynamic like for you?
See, for me, I entered into the film as a fresher. I have no experience the time I entered into the film. So there's no harm in trying with the freshers. Like, it can be any department. Technically, I just asked about the cinematographer of the film. Otherwise, like, none of the technicians I'm involved in when they're hiring. That's purely Sai's and Krishna's job. Every crew member in our film is average age is 25. They are very young. They are new to the films. They are, that's their first project. But I never found, see, being, though I am very busy in all these three areas of work, like, but I never, on one side, I used to observe what kind of effort this technician is giving, what is his thought process, how he is understanding, whether he is able to deliver his work or not. So I observe every minute detail. It runs on one side of my mind, like, though it was a lot of work pressure is there, like, but still, like, the thought process will go on. And the kind of conversations I used to do with the actors, right?
Yeah, actually, you can talk about, you know, the kind of conversations that an actor could have with a cinematographer, because the cinematographer is constantly fixated on the frames. The actor is constantly fixated on the kind of performance that you want to give out. But do you ever think about, you know, how do I look in the frame?
Yeah, it's true.
And would you, like, would you try to have certain expectations and try to meet them? Like, do you have a set reference point for yourself? Because you have worked in so many movies, you have seen so many actors act in a particular way. Do you think that has influenced you?
All the experience what I had all these years in films helped me a lot to understand when I got into film as an actor. I used to understand the creative part of every department, whether they are achieving it or not. The first day rushes I saw within like 2 or 3 days, and I felt like I am sorted with this film. This film is going to stand out like anything. I knew, I'm sorry to say this, like, a lot of technicians are like not confident about the film about this film for so many days. So they are working so passionately, but still they have in mind, like, okay, whether how this film is going to take place, whether. And director Krishna knows, like, how confident I am. Like, and from the day one we decided to do the shoot, I used to enjoy every day of the work. Like, and there are, like, once or twice, like, few hassles. That is common for every film.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't mention that is a very big problem. So though I am on a hierarchy of the film, because though my friends had put in the money, but the production wise, like, I used to be the main person. So I can create a mess, I can fire people, I can do all the things what I want. But as the vibe to understand the film making thought process, so I know that well, and I developed all these years, that helped me to understand what this film is delivering. You know, most of the people know, after you enter also there will be a lot of confusions for technicians, actors and producers. Everyone will have always have in mind, is this film going to take place well or not? Are the technical people are like delivering things or well or not? Is the schedule is happening on time or not? Yeah, for me, those are the least questions it used to come in my mind, because practically I know things, how they are going, whether they are going well or not. Yeah, if some small mess happens, like in a day or something, that doesn't mean that, like, it will be there throughout the shoot.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
Yeah, so the experience in me helped me a lot to do their own jobs, like, of every technician and actors and the director.
After this movie was done, or even during, what do you think, like, is acting a talent that you're born with, or is it something you can learn as you go?
Everybody are born with acting skill. the main thing is like you need to deliver spontaneously the time, the place, the time where you want, where a director want, where a film want. So if you know how to do that, you become an actor. In everyone's life, we act like a schoolboy, we react like a kid, we react like a mature guy, we act like a, like a lot of different ways, like you generally behave. It's just nothing but like you need to apply the same and do at that particular time. So if at all, if you're delivering that and understanding the character, see, in this film, it's kind of negative character.
I think it's more like a gray character where you can't tell good or bad, somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
So it's a gray character. It's completely a contrast of the lifestyle what I have spent. The kind of vibe I had created in my whole life is different, and this character is different. And that's the point which I liked when the script is narrated. Even Akram asked many times the question is like, Ram, why did you choose this character? Why did you choose this film? This is so, it's so fucking hard. It's not that easy. How you are going to deliver? Like, I'm really scared. For me, I generally believe in things like, if there is an opportunity to explore, and it's good to explore, forget about the outcome, how it's going to be. But still, you got an opportunity to explore. Okay, you try it. You try it so hard, like, if at all, if it is required. And if at all, if you win or lose, that's secondary part. And all my life, I had taken a lot of decisions like, and every decision is something new. It's not that like, okay, it's going to be smooth. But that kind of decision making I created in my life, so it became easy when I want to do bigger things in my life. If at all, if I might have started scaring that like, okay, things are not going to happen with me, this because I am lacking of this, I might have stopped myself long way back. Everyone have a dream to make things big in their life. I achieved in a lot of areas, like a lot of places and with a lot of people. Just reason being is like, I love to explore. I put my whole time, energy and everything like to learn something new.
So like you mentioned how, you know, this was a really hard character for you to play because the kind of lifestyle that this character has is very different from what yours is. So I want to understand, how do you have the same belief system as your character? For example, in your character loves to gamble, and that is not something you do in real life. So how do you kind of, you know, relate, find a relationship with your character and act in a convincing manner?
That's an amazing question. A lot of films inspire you to become, to get into film acting and to become an actor, and all these things happens from childhood. The kind of films what you watch. When you're a kid, like, you might want to be an action star. You want to fight, you want to do all that. But slowly, once you start getting mature, like, so your ideology of cinema is will keep changing. Some actors, they inspire you a lot. People like Leonardo DiCaprio, Al Pacino, a lot of actors. In Hindi, you can take Imran Khan and Nawazuddin Siddiqui and Ranbir Kapoor. All these people play a different characteristic and different thought process in their deliverables when it comes to acting. You forget what kind of character he delivered in the previous film. You just get into the film and you start enjoying, loving the character, like step by step. And after some point, like, you will forget that, like, that he is Ranbir Kapoor, or he is Nawazuddin Siddiqui, or he is Al Pacino. I started like observing things, and I started applying things like so well, and I understood, okay, this is the character. This is as I design clothes for the character, so I used to understand everything about that character, and I used to design. So that understanding ability of designing character, that helped me a lot to design this character, even in acting wise. I'm a non-smoker and a non-alcoholic, but after listening to the character, after started understanding the character, then I decided, like, smoking is something very important to this character. So I started smoking everywhere. My head used to spin. I used to sleep for at least 5-10 minutes sometimes. And got habituated slightly. And I think for the character, like the way I want, I learned it. And used to deliver even if there is a smoking required in that scene. Even if sometimes Krishna said it's not required. No, Krishna, let's do it. Like I'm finding it. Like
Krishna would have probably thought you're getting addicted. Then.
So because I understood the character, so I used to feel if this place is required. Like so, I used to. That's the only thing I think I insisted Krishna. Okay, no, Krishna, let's do it. Like I think this will work.
And okay, this is a very something I'm very personally curious about. You have prior to this only worked in bigger budget movies, some very big budget movies as well. You worked in Robo, you worked in 2.0 as well, and you also worked on, you know, a lot of Sukumar Sir's movies. But Pachis is probably your first independent film, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So what was that difference like for you?
See, filmmaking is all about not the budget, the mind and of thought process of a director.
Yeah.
The thought process of a director is clear, means 50% of the job is completely done there only.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure like a lot of our technicians, including you, are working on different projects. You might not feel the same vibe what you used to experience in Pachis. In the other films, though they are independent, though they are like less budget, the kind of vibe what it used to be there on Pachis is something I never saw. I never felt it. And I used to dream for it. And when it happened in my first film as an actor, oh, what an experience. That emotional connect, I have it because I had gone through all these things. For Shankar Sir's film, like we used to have a budget of 6 to 8 crores for a song. Just like that is only for like maximum 10 days, if I'm not wrong, 7 to 10 days. So it's not about budget. It's all about the creative thought process, the kind of vision what a director is having. So yeah, for this film also, I did a lot of research. I met lots and lots of people. I spoken to them. I want to do a film. I want to do a kind of film and all these things. But I didn't find anything much interesting. It took 15 years. Yeah. And the day one, when I came to Hyderabad, parallelly, my mind is like, I want to become an actor. And every film set, so someone or the other like says that, like, okay, you look like this, you look like that. Why can't you try acting? Even Rajni sir, one day I'm just like passing by and he called me and said like, you have good features, like why can't you try into acting, like you'll be a good actor. But I told myself like, no, I'm on some job. My duty is to think more about clothing and delivering things. That compliments that made me happy that time and still it makes me happy. But suddenly jumping into some other profession, like, you know, when you're weak in some area, like, so you need to take time, you need to understand. It's not that like, okay, someone had given me compliments, so I should run into that area. So all these decisions, like, I had taken n number of decisions in my life. Every decision, like, I took, like, it's a very big challenge. I never felt like, okay, the decision is going to screw me or like whether I'm going to grow or not. Like I never used to bother.
So for people who are, you know, beginning, who are aspiring to be filmmakers or actors, what are some things that you learn on set but you never realized before? For example, for me, like when I was on Pachis, I realized you need to have four of the same costume because they are going to get dirty. There might be some problem. You need to have backup. So that's one kind of a practical issue that you're
see. Being you as a technician, you need to have a vision before the problem is going to be there. Like, so you need to be well prepared and you need to prepare the other people also. So when it comes to fight scenes, like when it comes to more of blood, like, so you need to have a bunch of separate, like, duplicate costumes, like, so the standby. So you need to maintain them. all those things, like the way you understand the script and your performing skills, all those are like, so cinematographer delivers a great job when he have a great vision of what problem he is going to face on sets. There might be a problem from costumes department, there might be a problem from art department or some other department. So he should be very, very much aware of it, and he should keep equivalent to the director. Like for me, cinematographer also plays a major role, because he is going to capture in his frame whatever he is going to capture is going to be the output. And in that frame, if there is something, one single odd thing also, it might spoil the whole mood. So he should be very careful. He should be very careful in choosing the costumes. He should be, a makeup is overdone. He should observe. And if the art department, if the color scheme, if there is something odd which is hitting the camera, the color scheme is not matching to thing, what not matching to the vibe. Like, so he should have a lot of observation.
Yeah.
And in that way, Karthik is one of the most coolest. Karthik is the cinematographer of our film Pachis. And the way he handled the whole project is something, it's amazing. I can say he's very calm, he's very silent. He know what he's doing. He know what he want. He know what way he should communicate to the people. I think in that way, especially Krishna and Karthik, like every technician, of course, but these both are the major players on sets.
Mm.
Yeah, their decision making, their thought process, their like inputs matters a lot. Rohan, production designer. Oh my God, he is one guy like I never saw a production designer the way he worked. He's such a guy like the kind of effort he used to put in the project is like immense. So in that way, a lot of technicians, assistant directors, everyone put forward like in this project like and made things possible. See, this film turned out the way it is now is just because of every technician who worked on this project and every actor who did their job. If at all, if you watch the film, every actor will have their own style of acting.
Yeah.
I hope people will recognize the skill what we had done all this for this film will be recognized well.
Yeah. So I have talked to Krishna about what went through the post-production, the pre-production, but one thing that's really important for the film is the way it is marketed. So what was the kind of thing that you have experienced so far.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention two more people. One is Rana, editor. He had dedicated a lot of time, a lot of energy into this film. And the other guy is Smaran. And one more guy is you. See, all you guys did amazing job. The kind of job you had done, that's the result of the film. Every frame you see, you forget about, okay, this frame, this is good, that is good. Like, everything is in blend. When everything is in blend, like when the specific area is not so much noticed, means that means the quality of the whole product is good.
Yeah.
In some films, like, they will appreciate, like, okay, this actor is so good, or this thing is good, so good, the set is so good. I don't believe in that. I believe in, okay, you should feel good about the whole film, whole scene. It's not about like how much the set, huge set you are building. It's all about the whole thing is working or not.
Yeah.
So in that way, every technician had done their job. I don't know, I think most of the people I mentioned.
Yeah.
I think everyone, and when it comes to the release, that's the most toughest part. Everyone knows filmmaking is very easy, and releasing the film is very difficult, especially now it's more difficult because of COVID. And when we want to start hitting the market, like, so we thought like we will released the poster, and I should thank Nagarjuna sir. He said he can do it on his sets only, so we went to his sets, and when he mentioned that my friend Ram, and I'm I was quite shocked the way he mentioned, and he mentioned it very well, saying that the technicians, there are technicians almost 5 to 6 people from Annapurna Studios, and he thanked us for giving an opportunity to their students. The first poster is quite kick-ass poster, and a lot of people liked it, shared it, and spoken a lot about it. And we released our teaser with the help of Vijay Devarkonda. So I have been associated with him from past 4 years. When I asked, definitely I can help you out. He came forward and he released our teaser. And teaser touched 1 million in one day, and which is so difficult for projects like this. A lot of people saw the teaser and they messaged me, they called me, they saying that the visuals are amazing, the script seems to be very interesting, you have chosen a right project. Yeah, so a lot of good compliments showered. I think we are planning for the next move, so releasing a song, and we wish the film release also will happen very soon. We are happy to release in either OTT or theatrical, if at all. We are working with some OTTs, so we might release in on OTTs also. We are looking forward to make everyone to watch the film.
Yeah.
And write reviews about it.
It was great catching up with you. It's been so long since we last talked, and this was great to record. Thank you so much for your time.
And thank you, Ashwin, for doing such an amazing job. Especially when I don't know about this, suddenly I saw a post on your wall or someone's wall, have I made it yet? That's the first time I questioned myself, have I made it yet? Otherwise I met her. I never questioned myself. This question never came into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that was such an amazing thought process, and I really loved the creative what you created, and the name itself is having an amazing vibe. I wish you will record more and more technicians of the films who worked, and actors and all reach this podcast should grow much higher,
I hope,
bigger
so.
Heights.
I hope so.
thank you everyone for listening you. To my boring conversation. Ciao. Thank you.
That's the end of this episode. I hope you had a good time listening to it. This episode has been edited by NC Vineet, and the music has been composed by Rohit Tambulwadikar. Creating this podcast takes up a lot of time and resources, and you could help us by becoming a patron with as less as $3 or around 200 rupees every month. This gives you access to ad-free episodes, shoutouts, behind the scenes, and a lot of other exclusive content. Head over to patreon.com/haveimadeityet. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram for regular updates, the link to which is in the description.